Every summer, young string players from around the country come to Bloomington, Indiana to eat, breathe, and sleep music. It's the IU Summer String Academy in its 25th year. Sure, the program is designed for youngsters to grow as musicians, but it's also an opportunity to create connections, student to student, student to teacher, and student to accompanist. To get a better idea of the inner workings of the String Academy, I met up with a student from Pennsylvania.
My name is Linda Numagami, and I play viola. I just turned 16 yesterday.
Woo! Happy birthday!
Thank you. And then
her days consist of lots of practicing, lessons, coachings, rehearsals.
Oh yeah, and every night we have like a concert basically to go to. We've listened to like so many different people, and you go home. Well, I like to call it home. Oh my gosh, but you go home to the dorm, and you're like, oh, it's so good. That was so good. So good. And then you go tomorrow and you listen to another country. You're like, oh my God, that was so good. It's like, they're all really good.
Then there's another side of the String Academy, the IU students who accompany the String Academy kids.
I'm Bethany Piacenero and I'm a pianist.
The way it works is that one pianist is assigned to every string studio. So Bethany was responsible for rehearsing and performing with about 8 students.
This is the second time that I've worked for the String Academy, and I would definitely do it again. It was entirely enjoyable. Mostly, the kids are wonderful. What everybody says about the String Academy, and what I say too, is just it's remarkable to see what progress can be made in 4 weeks. You know, they start out with new pieces, and at the end of it, they're performing them. They're still works in progress, as everything is for musicians all the time. In any case, it's wonderful to see that process.
With regular rehearsals, Linda and Bethany got to know each other as musicians and people. Sure, it was a job for Bethany, getting paid by the hour, but it ended up being more than that.
I think with her, mainly what charmed me was the way that we seemed to understand each other from the very beginning. And actually, we had a really fun first rehearsal. We just wound up laughing a lot, and I felt very comfortable with her. And I think she seemed very uncomfortable to begin with. About 15 minutes into it, we were laughing a lot. And
you guys had a real working relationship. I sat in on a rehearsal, and there was a lot of give and take. You're both very soft-spoken. It's funny. So you sort of whisper suggestions to each other, but there's a lot of communication going on.
Yeah, that's what was really great about working with her. And I think we found that we have a lot of similarities as people and as musicians, more importantly. That contributed to the working, the communicative process, because we kind of understood each other innately in some ways.
You were also put in the position sort of as a coach. So in these rehearsals with Linda, you were giving her suggestions and you weren't just collaborating with her. You were sort of her teacher too. So talk to me about what you learned.
Okay, well, first of all, you're absolutely right. That's the other part of why this is rewarding, is because I am put into some sort of position that doesn't have the full responsibility of teacher. It's somewhere between, as you said, coach and collaborator. And I love that. I learned what I'm trying to teach myself anyway, which is it's incredibly important to have a concept of a piece as a whole before you really dig in working on the technical aspects or the details. So if you have that big picture in your mind, that sort of directs everything else. I think that put a lot of things into perspective about age and age for musicians. I remembered a lot about when I was 16 and at a summer festival. There was something a little bit nostalgic about that, but more so it was educational for me.
And what about Linda? Being away from home for 4 weeks in a strange place with strange people, living every moment for the viola. I asked her what the hardest thing has been, and she didn't really have an answer for me.
I don't know, I mean, I think
you just loved it. It's been
I really have loved it. Like, the hardest thing probably just keeping up with the schedule, because you get tired a lot because you just go. It's really like a pretty intense type of feeling all the time.
You have this really hard schedule. Do you think this is something you want to do for your life?
Yeah, I really want. I mean, I guess I'm not really too good at anything else, so I figure. This is the only thing that would be, I don't know. I mean, and I really like doing it, and I figure I want to do something with it. If it doesn't have to be anything fantastic, it's just something to keep me like really happy with what I'm doing.
16-year-old violist Linda Numagami and her pianist Bethany Pietroniro, an undergraduate student at the Jacobs School of Music. For more information on the IU Summer String Academy, visit music.indiana.edu.